Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, they just released the college football playoff rankings. Talked about that. We've been wrapping up week 12 of the NFL season. We don't have to wait too long. We got three more games on Thanksgiving, and we got week number 13. The NFL season continues on. We got some teams that are, well, they're rolling in the right direction. We got teams that are rolling in the wrong direction. To talk about the good, the bad, the ugly, and everything in between. Joining us right now is someone who talks and covers all things NFL. You can catch her as a host on the Sumer Sports Show. Welcome back, Lindsay Rhodes. Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm very well. I mean, we got the conclusion of this week 12. We got the Dallas Cowboys. People are asking me about playoffs. The Philadelphia Eagles are falling apart. We got Joe Burrow back for a team that's not going to the playoffs. We got Aaron Rodgers returning with a busted up wrist and soon to be playing against the Bills. The Chiefs stay alive. The Ravens on a winning streak. What has captured your attention the most now that we got week 12 out of the way?
The Rams. I think that this past week's game for the Rams really solidified the way that I feel about them is maybe the best team in the NFL right now. I would probably have them as my Super Bowl favorite. Coming out of a really tough NFC, I think that they looked phenomenal against Tampa Bay in primetime and really took the opportunity to make a statement that I think that they've been building up to in the last few weeks in just so many ways, top to bottom. They strike me as a team that's going to be a really, really tough out come playoff time.
I mean, we heard so much about Matthew Stafford's back prior to the season. I mean, outside of injury, can we just start inscripting his name on the MVP award? Inscribing, can we do that?
Let's see, MVP. There are other people in that mix, I think. I mean, Drake May is going to be in that conversation too, and there's certainly a statistical argument to make for him. Let's see. Sam Darnold is in the mix, though probably has taken a step back in that conversation. Throw out some other names here for me. Who else is going to be in this conversation?
People say Jonathan Taylor, but I don't see a running back in. He'd have to have a historical season.
Yeah, and he is having a historically good season. The problem with Jonathan Taylor is that there are other running backs this year who are having seasons that are in the same ballpark as him. Like our Sumer score metric has him as, actually he dipped to third in our running back scores for the season. We've got CMC number one, and then we have Jahmyr Gibbs actually took over the two spot this week. We're big on like tiering running backs, which I think is actually more directionally accurate to describing what we're seeing. Like you really have to split hairs to really decide, is it CMC? Is it Jonathan Taylor? Is it Jahmyr Gibbs in terms of who's the best running back this season? And I think some of the ways that you would split those hairs, cause there's an argument to be made for all of them, I think, that are different. But I think that's also the argument why I wouldn't go for Jonathan Taylor, because there are arguments to be made for other people. The quarterback position is just so much more important in terms of the success of the team. And there are so many different ways that we could discuss this as opposed to the running back. I think that there's no doubt that Jonathan Taylor has brought so much that's valuable to the table for the Colts. But to the only reason that we're having that even discussion about a running back or JSN, which is actually who I would put above all of those running backs in this type of a conversation, if we're going to go away from the quarterback. But the only reason that those guys are even in the conversation this year is because the main stars of the NFL that are the quarterbacks that always catch our eye, they kind of are not in the conversation this year. And so it feels like it's opened up a window. But I do think that that you're right. I think Matthew Stafford is having a fascinatingly high level game or season for somebody who is his age, with all of the different question marks that we had attached to him coming into the season. We all know that the MVP is at least in part a narrative award, and it also is a requirement that the team has a lot of success. And so I do think that he checks a lot of those boxes right now.
Yeah, Matthew Stafford is looking good. It's hard out here for the running backs. You know, having said what you just mentioned and explained about Jonathan Taylor, we do have a team, this team, the Indianapolis Colts. They got a record of 8-3. They have Daniel Jones there. And we've seen the elevation. You mentioned Drake May on the other side in the AFC East with the New England Patriots. Are they more paper tigers, or do you think they're legitimate contenders, knowing that some of the traditional teams that we're used to seeing in these spots, the Chiefs, the Ravens, and the Bills, that they, I don't want to say struggling, but they're not where they typically are, perched at the top?
No, they 100% they're not. It's a really weird year, and I think it's leading to some people think that the product is down because the traditionally dominant teams are not that right now. I think you could still make a strong argument for Kansas City coming out of the AFC, frankly, but they're sitting in the 10 hole at the moment with a 6-5 record. I'm not giving up hope that they're going to be the team at the end that comes out of the AFC for a number of different reasons. I think they're actually a pretty good football team that has maybe had some lucky bounces that have bounced in their direction in years past. They are not bouncing their way. That's kind of what happens mathematically speaking, where when luck is involved, it kind of there's a regression to the mean. But they've still outscored their opponents by 76 points on the season. That is, I'm eyeballing the numbers here, I want to say the sixth best in the NFL. The Colts are plus 112. That's the highest number in the AFC. Rams are plus 127. That's the highest in the NFL. But so I think that the Colts are an interesting story because I think that they have been really balanced and very efficient, and none of that is sexy, right? Like, so it's harder for us to wrap our brains around. Plus, there's also been a regression in the last few weeks. I think that there's certainly, it's worth asking, has the league kind of figured out what they're doing that's led to their early season success? Like, Daniel Jones had a 30% success rate on plays where there was no play action against the Chiefs, right? They struggled a little bit more on their first down runs, which they were having a ton of success on in the first half of the year, yards before contact was way down. So that's something that we'll have to monitor for the next couple of weeks to see if that's a pattern. But I do think it's interesting because all of us kind of want to, I like to look at a team and say, okay, what's their major weakness or what is their major strength? Like, when stacked up against anyone, what is the thing that they can turn to where I go, that is so good, that thing that they do? And I think that for the Colts, and this is the thing that pushes people towards Jonathan Taylor, you'd say, well, their ability to run the game run the ball has been really, really strong. I would argue that if there is a component of the Daniel Jones and the play action game that does come back down to earth, then that will take that away to a degree. But like the Seahawks, I think, have been a fascinating team this year because the defense is as strong as any defense in the NFL. I mean, I'll put them in that conversation. But what they've done on offense has been fascinating to me because in a lot of ways, they sort of flipped that offense this offseason. And a lot of people thought they were going to be not good, like had very, very low expectations for them, partially because of the loss of DK and then just the difference in quarterback. And then saying, okay, JSN, who we've seen only as a slot receiver to this point, can he carry this offense out of the slot? Well, now we're seeing him not operate only out of the slot. And the answer to can he carry this offense has been a resounding yes. I mean, he is having, you talk about a historic season. JSN is having a historic season. That is my headline here from a numbers standpoint. His 37% target share is 4% higher than the closest wide receiver this year. And it's the highest target share we've seen a wide receiver have in the last 4 years by a whole 3 points. In addition to that, when everyone knows he's getting the ball because he's getting it at an insanely high rate, and we're going into week 13, that number's not slowing down, his yards per route run is a full yard more than the wide receiver two, who is also having a historic season, and that's Puka Nacua. We're looking at a 4.4 yards per route run number for JSN. That means every time he runs a route, not gets the ball, not even is targeted, every time he runs a route, on average, he's putting 4.5 yards on the board. Like, that is an insane number. The number three wide receiver in the NFL, that number is at 264. That is 2 yards less. And then it gets clustered. Like, that's where the good wide receivers live, is in that mid-26 range. What Puka's doing is special. What JSN is doing is just mind-blowing. The way that he's established how dominant he is and how much he belongs in that top tier of wide receiver conversations this year, it's been the JSN year. I would vote for him for Offensive Player of the Year over Jonathan Taylor if that were to happen right now. And that is the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Non-quarterback name that I would move into the MVP conversation.
Okay. Well, let's see if Sam Darnold can throw him the ball and not the opposition when we get to the postseason. We got to wait on that one, Lindsay, huh?
I will say this about Sam Darnold, because that game against the Rams was rough, right? But the Rams defense did some really fascinating things in that game to make life very, very hard for Sam Darnold. Like, what they were doing with disguising the middle of the field, we found some numbers that suggested when they went open to close that he ended up holding the ball for a full, like, 3.1 seconds, and had this season, there's been a pattern with that. So, and normally this season he has held the ball for like his time to throw is at like 2.67. So my point there is to say that I think that coaching staff, and that's one of the things I was alluding to out of the gate when I said the Rams are, I think, the most interesting team and story that's happening in the NFL right now. Like, defensively, the kinds of things, we talk about Sean McVay all the time. We talk about Les Snead and how smart he is from a front office standpoint, the moves that he makes and the draft picks and all that stuff. The stuff they're doing on defense this year, and their ability to confuse Sam Darnold in that particular instance, I think that they get a lot of credit for the things that we saw in that game that were not particularly good looking by Sam Darnold. So I'm not sure that that's something that every defense in the league is going to be able to do to him.
And Lindsay Rhodes is joining us from the Sumer Sports Show. We got a full slate on Thanksgiving. We got the Dallas Cowboys. We got the Lions. We'll see Joe Burrow back in action. What are you really looking forward to this Thursday?
I mean, there are a lot of good games this Thursday. I think that that's notable, and I'm not really surprised that the NFL would put together a good slate for their Thanksgiving slate. But, I mean, Packers-Lions is obviously fascinating for a number of different reasons, an important game. The Cowboys are a team that I'm less interested in seeing, you know, in terms of like the playoff picture. I don't think that moves the needle for me, but I do think it's an important game for the Chiefs. I'm really interested to see Joe Burrow back, to be honest, because I know we talk about the 3-8 and all that kind of stuff, but you've got the Ravens sitting atop that division with a banged up Lamar Jackson and a defense that has not played up to their historic standards. And I mean, you've got the Bengals there at 3-8. I mean, I kind of, are they mathematically out? I mean, they would have to win every single game for the rest of the season order to have a winning record. But I'm just saying, and I will also concede that the Bengals defense has been like the worst in the NFL in many ways. And so he's not going to right that wrong. He will help though, because as you know, like when an offense can't stay on the field and they go 3-out, it makes things harder on the defense. And so I think he will actually help the caliber of play on the defensive side of the ball just by maintaining the ball on offense and putting together some longer drives. But I think things are going to look very different for the Bengals. And I am, if Lamar Jackson is banged up and the Ravens defense is not particularly scary, and I am not particularly a believer in Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers offense this year, they're both at 6-5. So I'm just saying, I think that the Bengals with Joe Burrow under center have a chance to make things very interesting down the stretch.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. In finality, we know the NFL, you want to talk about a good slate of games. They said, hey, we got Amazon paying us money. You're going to get a Black Friday game. We get the Chicago Bears and we get the Eagles. We know the Eagles are going to try to bounce back from giving up that 21-0 lead against the Cowboys. Do you still believe that the Eagles can turn this around and maybe get back to the Super Bowl?
I think that yes. Yes. The short answer is yes. I think that the Eagles do this every year. I mean, this feels, that is the most perplexing thing to me, is that we are perplexed on a regular basis by the Eagles offense in particular, that it seems every year we have a conversation where we go, why isn't AJ Brown happy? Why can't they get the ball to AJ Brown? And then, oh, boom, last year, there they are in the Super Bowl. I feel like the pieces are almost all the same, and we are surprised to a degree in many of the same ways that we have been surprised before. I feel like we've been there and we've done that, and they don't always turn it on to the degree where they're winning Super Bowls, but I think the reasons that we're so confused about why they have not lived up to our expectations this year on offense and why AJ Brown is not as much of a factor in the offense as we expect him to be, I think that these are all stories that we've gone through before. So I feel similarly to the way I feel about that is kind of similar to the like hand wringing over the Chiefs, right? Early in the season in particular, like, oh, they're done. The dynasty is done. No, the dynasty is not done. It's just not. And these are teams that are so experienced in the playoffs and have so many veteran players that have been there and done that, that I think that, I mean, if you're in the dance, I think you would be remiss to look past either of those two teams.
All right. Well, this is why they go out there and play the games, and it's a good thing to know that we have so much parity in the league this season. Lindsay, we appreciate the time. Please fill everybody in as to where they can follow you, find you, as well as listen to the Sumer Sports Show.
Yeah, so we have a Sumer Sports Show podcast. We already put it out this week because of the holiday, so it's a day earlier than normal. We talked to Luke McCown, and it was kind of our attempt to tackle some of the things that are not being discussed with the Shedeur Sanders situation right now, because everybody kind of wants to just yell at each other about that situation. But there are some interesting layers to what it's like to be a backup and the ways that backups are prepared in terms of the amount of reps that they get and the amount of attention that they get in the offense. And then all of a sudden, if you get turned to, what's that like? We talked to Luke McCown this week and tried to kind of talk through some of that stuff. We went through all of the data, by the way, since 2014, quarterbacks drafted on day 3 or later, undrafted. There are two examples, Dak Prescott and Brock Purdy, who have gone on to become franchise quarterbacks. And there are so many reasons for that. Doesn't mean that Shedeur Sanders cannot, but there are a lot of things stacked against him. And you can go listen to the Sumer Sports Show and hear what some of those things are. And that's available wherever you get your podcast.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Lindsay. We appreciate you, your time, and you enjoy your holiday, okay? Enjoy the football, too.
Thank you so much. You too, JR. Happy Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. That Lindsay Rhodes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.